It is now time for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. As we say, a special season's greetings and Happy New Year to Mr. Sluggy Dan. Good evening to you, Sluggy. How are you doing?
Here, manners, and respect. How is everything going?
Everything's good, Sluggy. We just had a little ghost in the machine just now. One or two minor issues with the system, but everything is sorted and we're ready to go.
Well, not easy, not good, not good.
How are things over in Canada?
Everything good. Funnies ain't. Oh, they can't complain at all. They can't complain at all, man. And you'll be country 4341790. I want to hear from the people today. All the 4341790. I want to hear what's people's favorite moments from 2022. I want to hear what people love the most about 2022, the events that happened, what made them feel good, whether it's something that for them or someone else, an artist, a sportsman, somebody from your community. It didn't matter. I want to hear what's people's favorite event for 2022. 4341790. 4341790. All I want to know from you. First, I want this. We want you to look for ticket by your hand, Jay. Because that's the release for 2023. That's the new one we dropping in 2023. So you want to look for that ticket by Ahanjia Daniel. And you know that the junior collect some more for 2022.
Take the wine.
And what we playing that, Ollie, I want you to think about two of your favorite moments from 2022. Period. I don't care what they were. It could be that your girlfriend gave you a kiss. I want to hear two of your favorite moments from 2022.
So you ready for Take the Wine then, Sluggy?
Yes.
Let's go.
Take the wine.
Music from Yahanje with Tech the Wine. Sluggy Dan, question for you, sir. You look a little cold over there, Sluggy. What's going on?
You say you look cold?
Yeah, you're all wrapped up, my brother.
I'm freezing, big man. You take a layup, you take a little bit freezing, but I love it.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Sluggy is in Canada at the moment.
I'm on a little vacation, you know, I'm on a slight vacation. Work hard all year, grind non-stop, so I'm on a slight quick vacation over here in the cold up north. But I love it, I enjoy the cold. Mine's got 365 days of summer in Barbados. Every single day is summer in Barbados, so I appreciate the difference that Jah, you know what I mean, that the earth could bring.
What temperature is it, Sluggy?
Today, by the boat, we'll know because about 11. 10.
10 is not bad, that's Slugs.
10 above zero, not 10 below zero.
Still, man, 10 above zero is still pretty tight. You know, it's been kind of in the 24s, 23s, some nights here in Barbados. And I've been wrapped up like a baby, Sluggy.
Right, but when they home, that'd be cool for me too, because if you got normal days at 27, 26, and then it dropped to 21, 22, 23, you can feel the difference. No, in Canada, no, if it'd be minus 26, and then they get a day that is 10 above, you know, the human body, that can feel much warmer than if it was minus 26, if you get me. So it's just relative, because your body can adapt to the temperature around it.
Understood.
So that's all it is. But I know if I was home living in Barbados all this time, normal temperature, and then it get 10, it would kill me. You know what I mean? But over here it'd be freezing. So this 10 that we experiencing now is wonderful. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's just crazy how the human body is now. It's just crazy how your body's adapt now. Absolutely crazy. No, Nobby, I want to ask Nobby, what is his favorite moment from 2022, what stand out to you? What you love about 2022?
My favorite moment of 2022?
Yes.
Personally, it would be my daughter getting engaged to be married. Woo!
Nice.
That's my oldest daughter, Naomi.
Well, nice, congrats.
And that, you know, I mean, and then everything that, every milestone my children have, birthdays, nice. You know. But it, you know, it's been a very trying year. So I'm just, my favorite moment of 2022, outside of those things with my children, is seeing 2023. Today's a very thoughtful day because it's a year since Dayson Dotting passed, you know, school friend. And,
yeah, true.
Then we had a family friend, Carla Powell, who died last year, a couple of days before Dayson died. And then, of course, the previous month it was Deezy. And then it saw, you know, a very reflective time. But I was, from an artistic perspective, happy to see Cropover return. I think, you know, people take Cropover for granted. I would like to see some changes, but that's only me. But I'm happy to see...
You would?
I'm happy to see it back. And
Is the route change? Any of those changes you want to see?
Well, my preference is Spring Garden, you know.
Nice.
You know, I wasn't part of the survey. I'm sure there are people who are part of it. But you know, let me credit the NCF for operating in a very unique and inventive way during COVID.
Because there's
a lot of work that may not be seen as Cropover is seen, but you only need to go online to see that, and then the other aspects of investing in many recordings and events and work, print, art, you name it. So I just want people to understand that there is hope and possibility for the artistic community, the creatives. And as we get older, we have to understand that younger people think in a different way and create in a different way, and the opportunity to get their work exposed is different. Nevertheless, gift, talent, art, skill, knowledge, wisdom, same thing that NTI is championing every day. This is a direction that we have to go in. And I think any younger people, everybody listening, young, middle-aged, old, take advantage of the opportunities that people like NTI are making, because prior to this initiative, you'd have to pay for every course, and principally directly through the providers of such courses. And you can't take knowledge for granted. Don't take it for granted. And my final word as it relates to New Year, I just wish health and soul and spirit prosperity to everybody listening, in every way, in every good way, all good things. And when you go through the valleys and, you know, the times of trouble and turmoil, just keep pressing on. Don't give up. Don't give up.
Yes, yes, I love that. And that's for 2022. That is the man, the legend, Nobby Clark, giving us a breakdown. And, you know, for us men, you know, especially fathers, families be first, you know, like you can't help it. And seeing your children accomplish certain things is just such a wonderful blessing, you know, it's such a wonderful, magnificent blessing. And I love that Ronnie's a family man, you know what I mean? He trusted in his heart. So I appreciate that. 4341790. You see, the phone's got all the busy man. The phone has got he there walking over time. 4341790. You want to hear people's favorite moments from 2022. And you can make it absolutely personal. It don't have to be anything about any celebrity. It don't have to be about anything major. You can make it, personal. See, someone told me today. They learn to make them own cakes, and they want me to show to everyone who learned to cook and who learned to bake for 2022. So I want to big up everybody that for 2022, who learned to cook, who learned to bake, who learned a new skill. And I want to show to everyone that did courses with the NTI as well, training.nti.org.bb, you know, over 1,000 free courses. So I have to show to everyone that did a course with the NTI. I gotta show to anybody that learned a skill, learn to do a new dish, learn to make their own clothes, whatever it is. I gotta big up. I gotta big up all the people for 2022. Ollie, let me hear you. Want to hear your takes from 2022? What you like? What you dislike? What you looking forward to?
Well, I love every second, Sluggy. That's to be honest with you. I live in each second. The state of living in each second. So. I just feel love every second, to be honest with you. What I can tell you is that I had a really good time with the show, and there's a few things that stand out to me. There was a show with Mr. Errol Griffith that really stands out to me when he was
Errol Griffith, he did The Power of Choice.
Yes.
His show was about the power of choice.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And the power of thought, you know, and what our thoughts can do, and the power of being in control of our thoughts. And I really had a good time on that program. And then Sluggy, just the other day you had a little challenge with Shawnee. Man, I had such a good time. Listen.
Yeah, I had to share some licks.
Well,
I had to share some licks.
Well, you know, I have to say it's 50-50.
I don't want him there, Novell. I don't want him there, but Novell. I don't want him there,
Shawnee was real good, Sluggy.
4-3-4-1-7-8-0, if you're listening. Anybody want to listen to 4-3-4-1-7-8-0? If you want to remember the clash between Shawnee and I. I remember there's a Calypsonian. He's a Calypsonian. He's supposed to be an extempo freestyle expert. These people who's the semifinals. It's just Uncle Sluggy. And he come on here challenging me to a Picon extempo challenge. And they cut his backside. That way do. And they challenge Adrian Clark and he run.
I think you challenged a couple people, Sluggy. So we're going to have some more of that next year then?
Challenge. Yes, of course. I want everybody. I want the hardest. I want to send the hardest at extempo people in Barbados. And they can cut the tail live on VOB. That's right. What I got. I want us all. Bring kids site to my buddy kids site. Bring it. Bring Whoa. All. That's Whoa. The hardest. That's the best in BIM. And they put it out on air. And they stay that on air when it comes to off the top of your brain. Making up things on the spot. I'm the king.
You sound good, Sluggy. You sound good. So hopefully we'll get some more.
Well, Well, I ain't sound good. I ain't come to you and we ain't do it live on air and I put for myself.
It was really good, man. Right. Listen, so I had a ball.
Right. I ain't just talking. I holler audio is the best. You holler Sluggy. I believe you, but Sluggy prove it. And what Sluggy do?
Sluggy, it was 50-50 in my humble opinion, huh? I can't say that you beat.
No,
Shawnee.
No, you don't want to offend.
Nah, man, I can keep it just for me. To me, it was you have some good ones, and he has some good ones.
Artie, saying yes, Artie. Artie's listening. Artie's locked on, yo, man. Artie, of course, you can come on if you want to. Artie, be talking about our favorite moments of 2022. I can't send you the link because I'm live on air, but you have the link from last time. The same stream link that I sent you last time. I will try to send you again, buddy. Don't worry about it. What are you telling you now, Ollie, right? You listening to me?
Definitely, man. I'm here, Sluggy.
Good. Because here we go. I'll tell you, young man. If it is 50-50, right? I am not a Clipsonian. I am not someone who is a perennial finalist. I am not someone who going semifinals and all these things. So if me and a Calypsonian, who's supposed to be so great, is 50-50 in the Stanford Challenge, who would you give the tiebreaker to?
I'm looking forward to part two. That's what I would say. But for somebody harder.
Hear what I'm telling you.
For somebody who's not in the finals, not on stage, Sluggy, I think you did fantastic, man. You're very, very witty, quick-witted.
But here we're telling you now, you listening to me? Because you don't want to offend nobody, right? You listening to me?
I'm all ears, Slugs.
Bring anybody.
Anybody.
And remember Trillix and I won't wear Z2. He's Gap on radio.
Yeah, I didn't hear Wesley come with a comeback, so maybe he's working on something.
Wesley wants to see me. Wesley studying. There's a link for someone to speak for who's listening. I like on IG as well. Leslie's come on radio, you know, I talk a lot of nonsense. People afraid to challenge you. So I trust some licks in the backside in the Stanford Challenge. You know, Tristan Lixini, and he was unable to defend himself.
So it's an open challenge to anybody right now, Sluggy, for next year, right? Open challenge.
Every single body in Barbados, the best of the best.
Male or female?
I would not challenge a female.
Come on, Sluggy, man.
You can't get me canceled, Ollie. You cannot get me canceled. You cannot set me up, Ollie. Listen, well, you know, I'm too big of a cat to be fooled by a kitten.
I'm not looking to set you up, man. I'm just saying it's an open challenge. I'm sure there's some ladies up there that would love to come on. So you would have some ladies who can do it against each other also?
It'd be too unfair. It'd be too unfair. If I do X tempo against the ladies, it'd be too unfair, man. It'd be too unfair, to be honest. It'd be too unfair And to be honest with you, I defended the ladies. When they in battle mode, I seek to destroy. Mm. You know what I mean? I'd be very competitive. It's got that Mamba mentality. So if I in battle mode, it'd be a different. So I won't challenge a lady. I will sing for the ladies.
Yes.
That is what I do. I don't sing against the ladies.
Speaking of which, you had some guests. It's like you had some guests on the show with some amazing voices, like the Queen, Karine, man. Wow.
Oh my gosh, man. Yeah, and we had her. We had Deanna Price, who ended up winning Teen Talent. We had the little man, Kaimani, who placed in the top 5 in Teen Talent. His voice was nice as well. The little girl, Sky Dorridge, who's only 10 years old. And she was amazing. We speak with so many different young people that pass through. All the Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, but it was live, but it was the event. We had some road shows too. That was great, you know, bigger everyone that come out to the road shows. The road shows were absolutely amazing. Got a shout out Tay. Look at young Tay come and ended up winning Junior Soca Monarch. And Tay ended up with one of the biggest tunes for Cropover 2022, Ollie. And that was one of my highlights that made me feel so good. I wanted to queue up Tay's song.
Ready.
And like, Tay came second this year in Bass to the World. Behind Tariq Griffith. Tay came second in that competition.
Wow.
This is a big national event. And then Tay came and won Junior Soca Monarch. Still a teenager, 14 years old. And I understand she's president of one of the clubs at Combermere School. She's also president, you know what I mean? So I want you to give us a piece of Tay's song. And I think it's amazing that a young lady, a teenager going to school, Ollie, got one of the biggest tunes for national radio, every radio station. Tay's song is in the top 10 on every radio station for Cropover 2023. You understand me? That's a wonderful accomplishment for 14 years old, man.
I agree.
Yeah, let me take in peace. 4341790. I want to know your favorite moments from 2022, the entire year. Only let me give you a piece of this greatness.
Transformation. The men want nothing with you this year. Your mindset in high gear. You making the shift not to keep up with the times, to get ahead of them. You's a rising star. Be a gent to the world.
4 minutes before seven. Yes, Mr. Sluggy Dan, the one and only Tay, sounding like a seasoned, and champion performer.
Yeah, one of the biggest tunes for the Cropover season this year. And to see the young lady, 14 years old, came second in Beige to the World this year. Then she went on Junior Soca Monarch, you know, and won Junior Soca Monarch this year. And then went on to having one of the biggest songs for Cropover, but still being a teenager and at school, you know, that must be such a blessing. You can't remember, you can't recall much times, or you can't remember another time where. I can't remember a time we were at school, child had such a big tune on the radio and dominating the festival. I can't remember that. I'm not even Hyper Kids. You know, Hyper Kids is so rarely mash up. Cropover, Hyper Kids has got some big tunes too, you know what I mean? But the Hyper Kids never in competition or anything like that. You know what I mean? And no one is Nico Vibes, of course, who's one of the top DJs. The bigger the Hyper Kids, but you can't remember someone. A junior gaining competition, dominating competition, and they having such a big tune on the radio, you know what I mean? And I mean, so organic. Yeah, that's a different vibe, man. So that's one of my high points from 2022 so far, for sure, you know, and I really, really love that. Now, big up Archie. Archie, I want to hear something from 2022 that you absolutely enjoyed. It could be an event you went to that you really thought was really good put together. It could be a moment that happened to you in 2022. Was something that you did in 2022 that you really enjoyed? It could be an event, a moment, whatever. You go for a duck this year. Are you like it? What, like, what happened?
No. Let's not go there now, right? I don't think we should talk about events because I walk up the whole
2022.
You walk so up all 2022. All 2022. So all the good. I enjoyed all. So I can bring up nothing. From we take down to Blur, down to Dime, down to Slut, to Spinny, everything.
Listen, though, I gotta big up my brethren Spinny for 2022 and
Correct.
A championing Spinny for ambassador. You know what I mean? And in two sectors, culture and health. You know what I mean? Spinny can merge the two. Spinny can find a marriage between the two. And the youngsters love it. They get exercise. They learn about healthy living. The burning calories. A champion is Spinny for ambassador. Bigger Spinny for 2022.
Correct. Apart from that, one of my proudest moments I had in 2022, though, I guess, was my last cricket match when I bring home the semifinals. Yeah. Against BDF. So now we going finals. So that's my most.
BDF? Wait, say that again. You said about BDF? I didn't hear that.
We played against BDF and I bring home the game. We finals. So now we in finals. We beat BDF.
And you beat BDF in the finals or in the semifinals?
In semifinals. So now we are in the finals.
When the finals is?
January 7th at Pitt.
This is what? Intermediate?
Yeah.
Well, so intermediate Pitt against who?
Pitt, no, we got to play Yorkshire at Pitt. Wayward
versus Yorkshire?
Yeah.
Wayward from St. Philip?
Yes, please.
And Yorkshire from?
Yorkshire.
Where Yorkshire is?
That's near like Huffle Turning, Archie.
Huffle Turning, I say so.
St. Michael?
Yeah.
So you don't know Archie, that we say?
I know, say Huddersfield Turning. I don't know if that's St. Michael. I know where it is. Huddersfield Turning, I don't know where it is. I just know. I know if I get cricket, I know how to get there.
So you playing at where you say you play?
Foursquare Oval, which is Pitt.
Direct play?
Yeah.
I like that about you. That's home turf.
Well, that's my home ground. I just play at Wayward. That's Pitt.
Right. But it's St. Philip still, so you're a home ground.
Understandable.
Barbados Cricket Association. 43417 is your knee. Wanted to explain this to me. That St. Philip team playing in St. Philip. I'm playing against a St. Michael team. To me, that's so unfair. They should have kept in St. Thomas or kept in St. George or saying. I don't
me, Uncle Sluggin, like that, anyone from the BCA could call in and explain and let me know if y'all think that this will provide a home advantage for Wayward. 434-1790. I don't know if it like that, Ollie. Ollie, then again, you the St. Philip man, so I ask
you. It's possible that the final was maybe arranged a long time before, you know, they knew who was going to be in the finals.
So that means that other grown stuff, I mean that other grown can't get prepared. All the other grown mash up my bad.
If all the preparations have been made,
you can say you Philip, so I know you will come with this day, man.
I'm from Christchurch. I'm a Christchurch man, Slugs.
Fair enough. Funny border, St. Philip. Christchurch, that's St. Green.
But I know Wayward has some good cricketers. Mr. Alan Branch still plays for you guys.
I hear the bias come up, man.
Nah, I could only. Listen, I know I played against Yorkshire once, and I opened the batting for Foundation. I made about three. Batting for about 20 minutes, made about three. Next innings, it probably made one or two. So Yorkshire, you know, I went to Yorkshire. We got beat. You know, that's back in the days when school teams got beat in a day, Sluggy. So we got beat pretty bad. So I know Yorkshire and I know of Wayward. And there was a guy who played with me, the same Alan Branch. He played with me for Foundation against Yorkshire. So, and I'm pretty sure he's still playing at Wayward.
Yeah, he's the captain.
Really good guy, man. Really good guy.
He's the captain? He's the captain, no?
Yeah, he's still he's the captain. No?
Yeah, that's no surprise to me. No surprise.
So what?
No, he's probably a couple years younger than me, Sluggy, you know, and he maybe keeps in shape.
No, he's man. Still, we want young people to forget. I'm worried with a boy over 45.
He's not over 45. He's not over 45.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Nah, he ain't over 45.
He is.
Archie, yes. I can tell a secret, right? You see all these people that you see me crawling with that I be calling old? No, listen to how old I am. If these men is old men to me, I am 40. Just, yeah, take that in. So when you hear me crawling about these men old and keep doing things, and when I feel that Sluggy far younger than these men, I am 40. So these men is big men to me, got to be near 50 and most of them over. You hear me tell you, Archie? Because like you got Uncle Sluggy old. So these men need to let the youngsters come and captain the cricket and these things, man. Move.
So I can say all of those old men then, because they're 20.
Study what I'm telling you. So all right, so picture that then, bro. What you see me is fight for the youth so much. We got to let go. We have to let go. We should be there guiding. He should be the captain. A youngster should be captain. That we tell him, we're captain, we're at 47.
Who's the vice captain, Archie?
A boy by the name of Shaquem Bliss. He also make Foundation.
A youngster who... I will be the youngster.
You would say that Alan is kind of guiding him to become captain maybe one day? Yeah?
Yes.
You do that in first, Ollie. Because even...
We're going up.
Intermediate in first division, right?
It's still preparation for first division. Right, so still good practice, you know?
It's intermediate and then first division, right?
Yeah.
And first division for the top dogs, right? So intermediate should be the breeding ground for the youngsters that want to go to first division.
There used to be a league between intermediate and first division. That's not there anymore, Archie?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I could tell you, I know Alan for sure. He's a really good guy.
Intermediate is not for one of the old men that have one of these. I'm walking. I can't prove that one. Still got it. I see enough of that in intermediate cricket. That way you start watching cricket in Barbados. Because you feel already that in cricket that happened enough. Old men that still want something in a bright boat, come and run cricket.
Will you be here on the 7th, Sluggy? Will you be back in time?
Nah, not yet. I will be back. Okay. So quick. We're all year, boy. Taking my vacation, brother.
Well, Archie, good luck to you, though, Archie, man. Are you a batsman, a bowler, wicket keeper? What do you do?
I really don't get the laughter.
Do you want to take my ways?
No, but before he was going to, before he was answering his question, I heard a loud outburst of laughter.
Cause you know what you can say.
Okay, I'm a complete cricketer. I can do anything.
Beautiful, 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 Archie.
Because I don't understand.
That do it like, beautiful. And that's him. Hey, people listen to me, but do you know that don't exist in the world anymore?
I'm a bowling all-rounder.
Do you have seen these don't all-rounders?
Open the bowling? You open the bowling?
I bowl spin.
How about batting? What number you bought up?
Round six.
Okay. All right.
You want to tell me that they got up somebody bowling slow? Somebody bowling slow and batting slower down?
Yes.
So what?
My team.
So you just spin it or so you the bowling all rounder?
Yes, please.
So you spin, you open the bowling? Or you just come on?
It's almost first change, first change.
Oh, good. So you're the specialist bowler.
Hey, I don't let it brag a lot, man. I can do a thing or two with the ball.
So what are your figures?
The figures? Man, I got a good bat in my history.
Best bowling, best bowling figures.
My best bowling figures? 7-4.
What?
Yeah, 7-4.
Against who, Archie?
I think. That's who that was. That was Lesterborn. Yeah, Lesterborn.
And you see, so what call the figures again?
7-4.
Woo! You're the pitching marbles. Did they cricket? The playing goats.
Listen. I don't like the negativity coming from your end and all sluggy.
7-4-4 is
I understand that you didn't have it in you in your younger days, but do not think capability.
I wasn't as good as you all. I was not. I used to play hockey, and I was lucky because my team used to win everything, so I could have bragged with that. But I wasn't as good. I wasn't as good as the main. Just that my team used to win, and if I play the team, they used to win especially. So once I play the field, I'm being real.
So you used to play a key. Used to play a key role.
Nah, it's just that the men used to love me. Just like no. Like breaking up a base right in my right, all these who's control the phone, all these who's control the board, all these who's read the bits, and just come and have fun. But all these love winning here and we just have a really good time. I know my role. That's my role. I don't do much on base right in my right. Everything that needs to be done to make the show work is be Ollie. But you know if I hear base right in my right, it feel much better. I used to be playing fuse. I used to strike. Hey, this is scoring most goals all the time, but you see, upon the field, defenders gotta watch yourself because they can make my swing players feel real good. I can make my midfielders feel real good. You see, you messing me a Hollis Nugget coming up on the show today. I asked you to come. You tell me you want to come?
Because I know I just made the show.
study it. So you got the privilege of feeling good about yourself. Not true. You making the show. Not true. You know, right? So, right. And that'd be me. That'd be me from the time of the young still. You understand? Because you want, you feel it that. So it used to make me feel good. You mind here? You mind you miss that goal? The money boy telling you now, boy, you can score that. Don't mind you miss, you can score that, brother. Trust me, you can score that goal. That
whole so that you was the motivator?
All the time.
Okay, understandable.
All the time, but I wasn't good at what I mean. To see how you bought figures.
Ollie.
Well, what
I feel he was a super sub, though. I feel he was never, still
on which team, Sluggy? Which team did you play for?
All Stars.
Oh, man.
All Stars hockey team. We used to win everything.
Everything, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Anthony Boy and Bim, All Stars used to win everything. We win festival, we used to win knockout, we used to win the under 21. I was subbing to his first division, all stand, but under 21.
No, on the 21. It's coming out.
But you gotta understand that we was the best, you know. So they were 22. So what you tell you know, like I was a little man, and we team was the best team in Barbados. So like you know what I mean, no child ain't starting.
Good.
But on the 21, it never sub.
You played in mixed games, subbed. Sluggy. You played in mixed games with men and women.
All.
Wow.
All. But not because it was good again, because it was sluggy down.
About 20 years ago?
I used to walk up, yeah. I used to walk up the worst, too.
I was a barn.
You used to have walk up competitions, right? You used to have walk up competitions from Browns Beach. You used to have my AstroTurf. They signed all over across. So you had the grass skirt crew. And they used to go all over win every walker competition that hadn't been.
You?
Real thing?
Oh my gosh.
Real thing?
Sluggy, I see you move the other day when we was down at Peter Pata Bar. And I tell myself, yeah, you in a no sorry rhythm. Like tell myself, you lose all. Look. If you were having the rhythm back in the days, imagine the people that were you the winning.
Hey, so about you, boy, you boy, see, boy, like boy, you RT used to be bad. I used to have Barbados, right? I talk about Big Show. You see, like Cahobla Pot and you know, and Conga Line. I used to have you, I used to have the players block. I used to go all the pot, you used to have the players block. We used to go and win some money, I think. But them days, you know, them was the good old days. Yes, I am off.
Sluggy, I gotta interrupt you, girl. You know, I was wrong about the location of Yorkshire. It is in Christchurch, next door to St. Philip.
Yorkshire?
That's the message that's been come through on the
WhatsApp. No. Yorkshire playing field is Huddersfield turning just before the Mardi.
The left turn.
And now today is the party football is played on the pastor too.
Yes.
I think it's called the pastor friendship.
Yes.
Maybe somebody could give us a call and enlighten us. It's like
Mr. 434-1780. Tell me where your Yorkshire is, because you know your Yorkshire up in there.
So Sluggy.
Yeah.
Society used to win all their walk-up competitions back in the days. If you can handle me.
No. In these times here?
Yeah.
Man, when ain't hard, when ain't pummy level yet, man. Like being real. Easy man, I cruel.
Listen.
I cruel.
Like a Christmas ham that got talked on, man.
2 years ago, a man named D2, it's called David Davis. He's a big designer. A couple years ago, a big designer in BIM. He come up on stage and challenged me. I think I got the video still.
I would like to see that.
You never see that? I post that video a good couple of times.
I want to see it, boy. I need to see it.
I post the video a good couple of times. The cruelest walk up man in Barbados, boy.
I see my old coach in a couple mule. My boy, Mr. Matt Fingal. I see he getting down to the ground and he. I see you getting down. I said, wow.
Matt Turbo.
Listen.
Matt ever fit.
You know that Matt younger than you?
Phil.
You know Matt this time, every time it's like, he aged every year to be 33. And he's looked the same age, you know?
No, look, he could say that. I ain't told him about all age, no. Yeah, man, it's not, I admit it, but you could do all you want to do. You can't start yourself from getting old, boy.
It's true.
One thing that undefeated is father's time. Matt could say he's 33 still. Matt could say he's forever young. And you know he loves it. And he's in phenomenal shape. He's in a wonderful shape. And he look real good for his age, but he old. Can't start from getting old. Don't care what you do. Father time is undefeated. I hear all your dogs are telling me, but he's looking younger.
Sluggy, I didn't tell you none of these things you said. Let me tell you, I do have something to tell you though, Sluggy. Yorkshire is between Christchurch and St. Philip, but Yorkshire playing field is by Huddersfield Turning. So the area of Yorkshire is Christchurch, St. Philip, but Yorkshire playing field is the one by Huddersfield Turning. So
that was the boy. Look, I'll tell you.
Four people just called.
Why I get the thought
of these people? These people didn't want to hear my voice. But yeah, I know the playing field. I know already.
Yeah, 434-1780. Your Yorkshire playing field is someplace different. Start the church, yep. St. Philip. The left is not in St. Philip.
We got somebody on the air, Sluggy.
Sluggy. Yes, please. Yes, go ahead.
Listen, you're right, you know. You're right, but Yorkshire playing field.
Yes.
Because I play hockey for All Stars too, but I didn't know you at that time.
You play what year? You play what year?
Pardon?
What year are you playing?
I play in when back then, when
year.
You play with Bassey Clark.
I won't know year,
and,
no.
And then,
what year?
I can't remember.
Year?
Between the 80s, between the 80s and the 90s, I think.
Hey, Barney, 80s, man. I kind of play.
Right. But then,
hey, Barney, 80s.
Listen to me. All Stars used to play at Barclays. And then they moved to Friendship Playing Field, which is in Hustle Turning.
Oh, I want to play for him, playing for you for a week, but then we went straight to AstroTurf. When he had AstroTurf days.
Well, I had stopped playing hockey about 2 years before the AstroTurf come about.
Oh, so you're carrying on watching, but you're carrying on watching later?
Man, I don't know, boy, no. You didn't know, but you would have to be, you would know Anima.
Yeah, for sure. I know Basil. Like Saul, Basil, Saul, yeah. Colin Elcock.
Yeah. I play back in the day.
Let me go. I know Menace, Ryan Davis.
Yes, I know Menace.
Menace, he top number one DJ in Barbados now.
Right, and Ryan's sister was a top hockey player.
She's still overseas.
Right. So you're right, you know what? You were right. But back in the day.
You used to win everything. That we tell RTV, you used to win everything.
Yeah, we used to win everything. At that time, they had it immediate too. Back then, I had it, the minute of hockey and second division and all of them things.
Yeah.
So you are right. And the time that we're talking about, it wasn't a roundabout.
Nah.
Right. So you're right. You was one young fellas of hockey.
Yeah.
So I just come in to verify what you were saying.
Yeah, so you know, All-Star with the champion, man. He was the best hockey club in Barbados one time. You know what I mean? He was the king of the kings.
Yeah.
You know what I was on the team, so it had to be the best. Whatever.
And Basil was one of the best backs they had, too.
Yeah, Basil was a really good defender.
Yeah.
All-Stars, Combo Mirror, and Maple always have really good teams.
Really, really good competition.
Yeah.
Sorry to cut the conversation, but I noticed you said you were one of the young boys playing, so he got me. I used 40. So if you say you was playing with the young boys, Jesus.
Oh, me?
Yes, I noticed you said Sluggy is a young boy playing.
Compared to him.
But they still got, they don't got out of season hockey, they just got all team.
Yeah.
Right.
Masters. Again, I play Masters.
Sluggy could play with the Masters?
How old you going to play Masters?
My Masters back then, they reduce the age and bring it down. But in that time, you had to be over 50 and thing. But after, you know how it is with the young boys, and he was meant to bring it down. So that time, the young men, after the pass, a certain age could help with the old men. Because you know when the old men get old, they can't run no more. So they bring it down. Where they would have got young men and old men were mixed together.
So I got a question for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? If the old men can't run, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is one of the young girls for?
But that off your question.
If the old man can't run, what the old men want young women for? If one of the camera run to hit a hockey ball.
You want me to tell you why? You want me to tell you why?
That's an off your question. Let the young boy answer that.
Yes, give me the ready answer.
Because.
Yes.
Scientifically. Oh gosh, it was said by a wise man.
Yes, that I feel young again.
That young girls make you feel young.
Okay, that's the reason.
Bring back memories from back in the day.
Right, old men need to stop it. They were Sluggy. They were Uncle Sluggy saying you old man.
Bunch of nasty men.
Yes, you need to stop it. And then endorse the youngster. Nasty. Stop it. 434-7-9-0. My brother call in and confirm All Stars was one of the greatest hockey teams ever assembled in Barbados. Again, I got a shout out to Tay, Junior Stoker Monarch, second place in Bay City World. I want to hear from you before you go, brother. Tell me something that happened in 2022 that you felt really good and really proud of, or that you enjoyed watching or seeing or listening to.
2022.
Yes, it could be any moment, even if it was Brass Stars. Tell me a moment that you enjoyed from 2022.
His birthday. another year of living.
Yeah, that was one. And then, God. And then, 20 years of marriage.
How much? Whoa.
20 years of marriage.
Is it 20?
Beautiful.
Yeah, 2-0. What is your wife's name? What is your wife's name?
It was a Angela. Barriette.
Angela?
Yes, please.
Angela Mears?
No, please.
Angela who?
Congratulations to you and your lovely wife, sir.
Thank you, Oliver.
Congratulations to 20 years. You can't see wife's name on here. Congratulations to...
Well, I say you your name already.
Angela who?
Angela Clark.
Angela Clark?
Yes, please.
Shout out to Angela Clark. 20 years of marriage. Your husband played for All-Star, so that automatically means he's a wonderful man, he's a great man, and he's a star. You know, we support stars, Ollie. You're going to be called his auntie, he's All-Star. Bajan. So congratulations on 20 years of marriage. Before you go, bro, I want you to tell us what made you all work for these 20 years. What is one thing you think that you all made sure you all continuously do that kept you together for 20 years?
Understanding.
Ooh.
Understanding.
Between both of you all.
Yes, please.
Yes, I love that.
If you don't have understanding in the relationship,
yeah,
it ain't work. Whether it's true. A boyfriend and girlfriend or husband or wife. Yeah.
It's true. You got to be able to listen.
Understanding. So were you... Were you always at that place of understanding, or is something that you learn as you
but you got see, what understanding is something like learning.
Okay.
You keep going forward all the time.
Uh-huh.
And as you go forward, you would understand.
Oh, I love that. People, VOB 92.9 FM, VOB 92.9 FM, big up my girl, Brianna, a.k.a. Honey Trap, my sister in over there in New York, locked on, loving the vibes. So, my brethren, says married 20 years, Angela Clark, congratulations. And he said what kept them together, Ollie, for these 20 years, he would accredit it. The major thing is understanding. And he said he equate understanding to learning, meaning as you go forward, you learn more. So as you go forward, you understand more, you understand better. I love that breakdown, understanding. So you did anything special for this 20 years for the wifey?
Yes. We went out, had lunch.
Nice. A nice lunch.
Yeah.
I love that. And you feel that you love her more now than you did when you first loved her?
But as I said, love is growing. You know? Love don't stand static. So if all those people that believe that love is stand static, they need to wake up. Love is grow. As you grow, love is grow.
I love that.
Beautiful.
Pardon?
Yeah, no, that's beautiful. Say love it. You say that. Love is great. I love that you seen it that way. And for 2023, I would like all of us to have that mindset. You know that love is something that continuous. Love is something that growing. Love is something that can push us forward. I love that. Love is grow. So you are saying if you love grow and you going with that mindset, that means you got to love her. You got to really love her after 20 years. If you're saying that your love growing, that is a great way to look at it.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, well, man. No, you're welcome, my brother.
I can wish you all people.
Thank you.
Good health.
And you'll be good, buddy.
In 2023. Good health. Because if you ain't got health, if you ain't got health, you ain't seen nothing.
It's true. Same to you and yours, sir.
Thank you, man.
Yes. And I hope everyone go and support Archie on January 7th in his finals at Yorkshire Cricket Ground.
Yes.
And
thank you for your contribution, sir.
Thank you much.
All right, have a good night.
You too.
Windward versus?
We are playing at Foursquare Oval.
Versus Yorkshire.
So Sluggy, I need to ask you something though. Because, you know, this year has been my first full year on VOB, working on weekends. And I have had a really good time every Saturday with you, to be honest with you. Really, really good time. A lot of fantastic guests every week. Somebody fantastic. Something to learn, something to enjoy.
Yes.
So my question to you, Sluggy, is what do you have planned for next year? What's coming up?
Next year, I trying to push the message to corporate Barbados and the government that when we supporting the youth and we supporting youth programs, we can't just do it for 5 or 6 weeks and stop. You know, like I feel it's gonna be saying continuous for years. So if we got 13-year-olds, let me support them for 5 years and see by 18 years old what we could develop. I want it to be a everyday thing. So for 2023, the message that I'm trying to drive home is that let us continue to support these programs so we can really give the youth a fair chance. Because if you got 52 weeks out a year and you only got the youth for let me say 6 weeks, you know, Ollie, like, you know, that's like dying the time. You get me? Because so the other 46 weeks now, what the youth doing? They're left out there to themselves. So they want us to continue supporting the programs all year round, because the fact of the matter is you got a lot of things happening and many of the youth who really need it most can't be reached. You know, you can't reach them on social media. You can't reach them by a radio ad. You got to be persons that, like what me and my crew would do, go there on the ground and hit the road, you know, and get into communities and get in the heart of the people. You understand me? Because some people are harder to reach than others. So I just want us to be cognizant of that fact, man, and support things, support people that really going out there and doing the work. So that's my plans for 2023, you know, Ollie. Like, I ain't pausing, I ain't stopping, I ain't looking back, I ain't trying to change the course of things. My plan for 2023 is to continue supporting the youth every single day until they could see a meaningful change in my eyes, and until they feel, well, this here is enough and the youth are on the right track, Dominic could then stop and pause. You get what I mean? So for right now, ain't a breaks, ain't a stopping. And the stopping is still going every single day.
And with your continuing to support the youth, as you said.
I'm a year starting April, early, like around April when it's called, like what people would call spring. Mm-hmm. That when my year start, I start my new year when the earth started new year. When the earth going into spring, I'm starting a new year, that when my new year start.
Okay, so with your continuing wanting to support the youth, as you're saying, you need support too.
I want you support. You don't want to support me.
Okay.
I did my thing. I try to tell the system, and I try to tell corporate borrowers, and I try to tell the public as well. It don't got to be me that doing it either. You get me? So it don't got to be because it's Sluggy, and because they want my programs to stand out, or because they could come and say, well, Archie and Danny Cole, you know, them is run my platform, Bim Got Talent. They won best open mic prize. You get me? Best open mic in Barbados. And it's still saying it don't gotta be me. It could be anybody that helping these youth that prone to violence, that prone to the street, that prone to a certain lifestyle. Anybody that helping them is just that I know the truth. And certain things they see it on air or the public, but I know the youngsters that shooting bow. These people that are running these programs frightened to go for them. They make going for them. They make going for these youngsters that shooting bolt, that violent, that ain't care to kill, that in jail every minute. They make going wrong them. You understand? Because them youngsters will eat. You get me, Ollie, and that's how it is. They don't got no feelings. They ain't got no heart. But because I know, because I know myself and I know my mission, and I know that them is the youngsters that I try to help save. So it's them kind of people that were going to the street with. You know what I mean? Attack at some of them. And it's be a continuous sacrifice. Because you got a little man that he mother telling me, you using all this light in here, you don't help pay this light bill. every minute you're going in my fridge and taking out sand, you don't have to buy no food in here. And he's a young, and he's a youngster, no. I hear hard, don't stream me, yes. And he's a youngster, no, trying to catch himself, Ollie. He know trying to catch himself in life. He know trying to learn a skill. You know the until he might got a course for free. So he might like gaming. And he might tell himself, all right, they could go and do gaming free. Learn me gaming free. Learn to map video games. Learn about the metaverse. Free, Ollie. Because Uncle Sluggy and Ollie tell you, just go to training.nti.org.bb. And you could do all of these courses for free. You don't go up here. But if he mother telling me, start turning on me like in here. You know what I mean? What's that you doing? They say here, you use the water or in the fridge or you tell me, you know what I mean? He gotta go and look for it. You understand me, Ollie? He gotta go and look for it, hunt for it. So life ain't gonna be that favorable to he because he gotta live my life from young. I was playing IG. Actually, RT and them was playing IG too. These youngsters here and the man said that Santa youngsters, they got some youngsters that's gotta go and hunt their own money to support their own self at school. Like, Archie, I even know that this it be happening still. I hear that from youngsters, Archie, that they will got youngsters that will be going to school and hunting their own money to keep themselves in school. That is crazy.
Yeah, they got enough youngsters, I think, that uses their self snacks and things at school.
Right, so, and I appreciate, don't get me wrong, I appreciate entrepreneurial spirit, and I believe we should teach children to be entrepreneurs from young. But teaching a child to be an entrepreneur and a child finding, struggling to support itself is two different things.
Fair enough.
Get what I mean? But I like when the youngsters could do it, and it's additional income. Not you go out sell snacks, and then snacks go out buy your school shoes. That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. But that's how it is out here. So that way for me, Ollie, is continuous support. So if it's somebody that doing it and they're me, because they ain't gonna be me, it just so happened that because the type of youth that I like to deal with, I know much people ain't gonna deal with. You know what I mean? Quite different out here when a youngster ain't caring about you and he ain't your food. And them is the youngster's mind that you want to change because I don't really feel you could change if you're just working with the children that easy to control and children that good behave. If you really want the youth to stop shooting them, it's who you gotta go wrong. You know what I mean? Ollie, like if you want somebody stop doing saying you can't go to somebody else to get somebody to stop it. That's for only me and that just makes to believe. I believe you gotta go straight to the source. It won't stop shooting, so it come into one direct because it's one that you want to stop it doing the shooting. No fear because it has to stop, Ollie. But it's gotta stop. You gotta find a way to stop it and then approaching it head on. That's me for all 2023. No fear, relentless. I'm attacking the violence. They want all of it stopped.
Sounds fantastic, Slugs.
Daddy mission. Get all the clones off your road. You know what I mean? I ain't supporting none of that lifestyle. And I believe in skating on the issue. Doing a program and good young people coming out. No, I want one of the violent ones come. Either come here or good day. You know what I mean? It's either or, but I want to provide them with the opportunity and the alternatives. It's either the grave or it's either life.
So what I could tell the audience, Sluggy, is that, you know, it's one thing to stay at home and listen to the radio and to hear Sluggy Dan talking, you know, and talking and talking. But what I could tell people is that when you go out and you see Sluggy and you see the youth around him.
If he's so good, you come and see it yourself.
When you go out and you see it, it's real. Sluggy has a serious connection with the youth and they're extremely comfortable with him, so... Big respect to you and one love as usual, Slugs.
Yeah, man. They got a big up. A hand here too. Because you know, a hand is one of people from Bim Got Talent. So you hear she a lot on radio. And a hand here was, she final year. Might not be a junior no more. But she final year. She won Junior Monarch. Because you know, you can still enter 18, 19. She won Junior Monarch. You know, she's now studying her degree in a bachelor's in pharmacy. So you got big her up. Or you got any of the final performance?
I have Yahanji and Kwan. Which one would you like first?
Let me get a piece of Yahanji, a verse and a chorus at least. This is the winning song for the Junior Calypso Monarch for 2022, written by Ari Creative Services. That is Crystal Cummings Beckles, you know, who the third runner up. The third runner up last night in the regional Queens competition, you know. Crystal won it 3 times. Wow. And she was the third runner up last night. So you know that is more than 4 or 5 times she placed in the top 5. You know what I mean? And this is a regional competition, not just local. So kudos to Crystal Cummings Beckles, another star Bajan doing wonderful things. Give them a little piece of hand here in the show.
I kneel here before you tonight, oh Holy One, 'cause you alone can provide a real solution. I've seen so much confusion recently, Lucifer looming large in my city. Violence and vice control is head of the class. Thy rod and staff became thy gun and thy cutlass. Teacher,
can you
hear your child call? Teacher, help me avoid that call.
Teacher,
please watch
over me.
I keep my boat afloat in this rusty. Teacher,
can you hear your child call?
Teacher,
help me avoid that call.
Shine a light of guidance and protection on your children.
Yes, big up Ahanje. That was Dear Jah, and that was from All Stars Calypso Tent, and that was on Judging Night for Pick of the Crop. That was not the Junior Monarch performance for those who was listening. That was a song written by Mr. Dale, produced by Tito Gittings. Produced and by Tito Gittings, arranged by Roger Gittings, and that was Judging Night for Pick of the Crop All Stars Calypso Tent. But nevertheless, it's still Ahanje Daniel and still an absolutely wonderful job. So I love it. 4341790. I want to hear what you loved for 2022. Again, big ups to Tay. A wonderful job this year, based to the world, second place, Junior Soca Monarch, first place, big up tier. I want to big up Ahanje, wonderful job, you know, RTC got a finals, Windward, you know, versus Yorkshire, and they're playing up before Square Oval, he said. So big up to them, that's on January 7th, big finals, kudos to them. Got a big up Shadia Williams, who did a really wonderful job this year as well, Ollie. You know, Shadia Williams really blazed the track this year and really made Barbados feel extremely proud, man. So we got to big up Shadia Williams for doing such a wonderful job this year as well. I would like for 2023 to see a huge improvement for the West Indies team. I understand a lot of you West Indies fans out there. I just feel bad watching one of comments, seeing one about West Indies and see the heartache when it go through. I just really feel bad for you all. So for 2023, we want to see the West Indies do much, much better. Remember, training.nti.org.bb. Training.nti.org.bb for over 1,000 free courses, Ollie. Over 1,000 free courses. You got a few rating points, but when we look for the rating points and give us a few of the rating points there from the NTI. But big ups to the National Transformation Initiative.
Let's take in some information from them, Sluggy. We have something here to play from them.
Upskilling and expanding your knowledge. That is the Bajan rhythm that we are getting into today. If we want to move to the beat of the 21st century, whether you want to step into a new job, step up in your current job, step out on your own, or step harder as an entrepreneur, lifelong learning is not optional. It is a must. Digital literacy is not optional. It is a must. Finding solutions is not optional. It is a must. The NTI is offering every Barbadian an upskilling, knowledge-expanding solution through the world's leading provider of online education, Coursera. With more than 1,000 top-quality courses from globally recognized accredited institutions, courses in IT, entrepreneurship, business, tourism, the creative industries, and more. And they're all online. No data charges apply, so you can learn offline. There are beginner, intermediate, and advanced level courses, so you can start wherever you are and move up. And you can move at your own pace too, no stress. Hundreds of Barbadians have already taken advantage of this upskilling, knowledge-expanding, potentially life-changing opportunity. Go to training.nti.org.bb. training.nti.org.bb and start your online upskilling, knowledge-expanding journey today, because you're never too good to get better.
So this week features courses on nti.org.bb, the top three most enrolled NTI Coursera courses for 2022. Number one, Foundations of Project Management. Project managers play a key role in leading, planning, and implementing critical projects to help their organizations succeed. In this course, you will discover foundational project management terminology and gain a deeper understanding of the role and responsibilities of a project manager. We'll also introduce you to the kinds of jobs you might pursue after completing this program. Throughout the program, you learn from current Google project managers who can provide you with a multi-dimensional educational experience that will help you build your skills for on-the-job application. It is beginner level, offered by Google, and approximately 18 hours to complete. The top review says, great delivery of material, interactive and easy to digest. I was able to apply the concepts covered in this course to my daily duties as a leader in my organization and was surprised at the results. Yes, Luggy, Foundations of Project Management, one of the top most enrolled NTI Coursera courses for 2022, and they're all free.
Yes, training.nti.org.bb. And like my boy said, all the courses are absolutely free. No data or Wi-Fi charges, and at your own convenience from anywhere. It could be on the block, sitting down, on your phone, you could do it. You could be at home, on the toilet, you could do it. You could be anywhere, and you could do it. Training.nti.org.bb. Over 1,000 courses online. And all courses are absolutely free. So we want to encourage everyone to take these courses. Big up Shandira saying good night, enjoy your trip. Yes, you know, of course I will. Of course I will enjoy my trip. So 2023, I want to hear your plans. I want to big up the gentleman at Colleen, you know, shout out his wife, Angela Clark, I think he said was your last name, and celebrated this year 20 wonderful years of marriage. Boy, that is absolutely phenomenal. Only 20 years of marriage is nothing to scoff at. You know, it's nothing at all to scoff at. And I hope one day that I could enjoy 20 wonderful years of marriage. You know, anybody ready to, I got to find somebody to marry me first. Before, but I hope they can enjoy 20 years of marriage. 4341790 4341790. This is Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, Saturdays 6:30 p.m. Barbados time, 5:30 p.m. Canadian time. We are live on UB 92.9 FM. Good evening, welcome. This is Uncle Sluggy.
Hi, Sluggy.
Manners and respect, how are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Yeah, I nice and cold and sweet.
Keep it that way then.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Listen, what's your reason for not wanting to challenge these women with this example?
In a pecan battle?
Yeah.
If it's a fun thing, I would do it. If it's a real battle, I can't, because they can destroy them.
Where do you get this idea from?
What idea?
You putting these women in a box.
No, is that...
You can't be beaten by what?
No, I think I can't be beaten by anyone. This ain't nothing to do a woman.
So, but then you should take on the challenge. Anybody. You said anybody and then change your vote.
No, I'm not changing. I'm willing to battle the women if I would not get cancelled for it.
Nah, man. I think
there's a different climate, and you know this is 2022, and it's a different climate. And you know when it pecong in, you see how cruel it attacked Wesley, and that was only me at 3%. You see how it come at Shawnee, and that was only me at 15%. I didn't even prepare, I didn't even practice, I didn't even sharp my skill, I didn't even study what he was saying. I just let come out freely, and I annihilate Wesley, and I give Shawnee a run for money. And Shawnee's supposed to be one of the best. Shawnee right now is one of the few collectors and Barbados who study and focuses on extempo. He is the premier person in Barbados when it comes to extempo off the top of your head. And they challenge him. So then nobody else, unless you can bring Gabby on one of them.
But you said anybody.
And they don't think when they want to do that.
Why?
Because how it will look. If Gabby's the king of Barbados, Gabby is, when it comes to the great entertainers, I got Lewis as the greatest. Then I got Lil Rick for how rounded they are. But I got Gabby right there when it comes to being a musician and an artist and, a master of his craft. Gabby's an icon, a living legend. How it will look if Gabby come and we do an extempore challenge? Not a plan, count challenge that like a plan saying, I talk on the spot, nobody know we can sing about. So say, let me say you call it on air, right? Nobody know you can call in. And you holler Sluggy and Gabby, egg, apple, rat. Because we know nobody can sing. And then music start and we got a stamp up on that. So you can't plan nothing. You don't know we're going to come. You know what I mean? Like a real, real challenge when the boy know we're going on. You can't plan nothing. How it will look if Uncle Sluggy destroy Gabby and Extempo. How that will look?
In the same way, how it will look if a woman destroys Sluggy and Extempo.
It can't happen, though. It can't happen. I know when they challenge Shawnee, right? Ain't what happened in Barbados, right? When they first challenge Shawnee, right? Everybody messaged and tell me that I ain't gonna do that the joke. I dare not do that. Then when it happened, at least six people tell me they feel that it was planned and me and Shawnee planning. So people still didn't believe that it was Daryl, but I'm glad that Ollie was there to witness. People believe it was recorded. People didn't believe it was Daryl because Shawnee's supposed to be sicker at Stanford. And they handled it with ease.
What do you think anything could happen to you by a woman?
So what you doing, Brishy? What you all want to talk in? All want to talk in? Already no.
So you change your mind then?
Yes, for you. For you, because you is challenging me. I am ready now. 434-1790. 434-1790. I already know. I got my own music here. They could bring the own, or we could do it a cappella with vote music. I already know.
Caller, thank you so much for your call.
No problem.
Happy New Year to you and your family, man.
You too. I want a woman to challenge Sluggy.
I want one too.
But nobody can come because them know it is. Nobody ain't coming.
Man, you train reverse psychology there as well. Yo, so what do you do?
Alright, don't let go. Don't put down. And it won't you tell me what to do to get them come and challenge me. What to do?
Now call out somebody. You know women in Calypso, call out somebody.
Crystal, come is Beckles.
Alright. And they gonna call out TC. So any one of them, I want a challenge for you.
Oof. At Stample?
Whatever you choose.
But them do at Stample?
You can be over here. You see Crystal? You don't think that Crystal could handle you?
At Stample?
Yes.
Or is songwriting? I am nowhere near as good as Crystal Cummings in nothing. In extempo, I am the best in BIM.
I hope Crystal listening.
But Crystal is not an extempo person.
Neither was Sluggy. And Sluggy bigging it himself right now.
That ain't true. This is my life. It's just that one don't know me, but all my friends will tell me this. Randy Eastman and them will tell me this is all my life. This is what I do every day in my life. Just that one don't be wrong me. Just that it so happened that I was lucky and blessed to get up on 92.9. You understand? So no one know Sluggy, but this is what I do all my life.
Man, I want that challenge for you. I want somebody to take you on, man.
We shall see in 2023.
We shall see.
We shall see. They talk 2023, but you already know.
Keep the challenge there, Sluggy. Keep the challenge.
I challenge everyone in Barbados to extempo on the spot. No plan, nothing on the spot. Making it off the top of your head.
Are we going to see what happens?
We will see. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
No problem. You too.
So, Sluggy, we're coming to the end of the show.
Yes.
Want to get your final thoughts, your wishes, everything?
Yes, it was a wonderful year. I had a great year in terms of seeing the youngsters progress, seeing the youngsters doing great things, you know, and achieving greatness from that standpoint. I absolutely love it. I just want to say to all the youngsters out there on the street and the violent youth totally denounce that. You know, we is no part of that. And we in Barbados, we are not alone in that. We ain't standing for that. And we don't support the violence at all in our country because we want our home to be a safe home and a productive home for all of us to live in. And that we want to, I want to encourage everyone to continue supporting positive youth. And continue giving the youth a chance. You know, everyone made mistakes. Everyone fold up sometimes. I want to give youth a chance and continue to support the youth. I want to pick up the NCF. The NCF is doing a whole host of training programs in every community. Go on the NCF website. Go on the NCF website and check it out. A whole host of programs. I want to pick up the community development and the division of youth. Enough love to you all. I appreciate you all. Big up pawnbrokers for always supporting. Nothing but love for pawnbrokers, man, you know. Love and appreciate what you all do. And, of course, for 2023, the NTI will be coming to every community, every district. I want the NTI courses in every primary school, every secondary school, BCC, polytechnic, skills training. Every youth organization, I want every church, I want NTA courses all over because the courses are free. It costs you nothing and you are learning from accredited and approved universities and colleges from all over the world through Coursera. training.nti.org.bb. We got these opportunities, Barbados, and we got to spread these messages. All courses are absolutely free. They are short courses, not time consuming, and at your own convenience. training.nti.org.bb. Make sure to go and follow BIM Got Talent for every platform. Follow BIM Got Talent on every single platform. And stay connected because I absolutely love the support for the children. So, Ollie,
my brother,
is the last day of 2022, going 2023. How you plan to spend your Warriors night?
I'll be fresh as a daisy in the morning. I'm working from 11 to 3 here, so I'll have a nice sleep, Slugs. How about you?
You have a nice sleep. Oh, well, I'm hitting the street, as you know, your location. So, I'll be in the town. If you are in Canada, listening, just give Sluggy a shout. Look for BIM Got Talent on IG or look for Sluggy Dan on Facebook and give me a shout. I'll be hitting the road, I'll be hitting the tongue. I'm on vacation. I've worked hard all year. So I thank Jah that I could take a little 2-3 week vacation before I come back home and get back to work. So tonight, The tongue is mine. Putting on my Sunday best, according to old people, and putting on my dancing shoes, and again, spin some waistline all night long to morning.
Beautiful slugs.
Yes, Beta Rhythm and Rhyme every Saturday, 6:30 p.m. with Uncle Sluggy and Ollie, training.nti.org.bb. You know, this is all about the youth. You know, I love the youth, but I love Barbados too. Ollie, 92.9, the nation's number one station for a reason, and the number one show on weekends on nighttime.
Correct. Sluggy, I just want to say thank you for being you. And thank you for helping and loving and supporting the youth.
All the best to you. And respect. We up.
This is your year. A year of transformation. The men want nothing with you this year. Your mindset in high gear. You making the shift not to keep up with the times, to get ahead of them. You's a rising star. Be a gent to the world.